Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to Quarantine Central, the Quarantine Central Studios. Welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. UK lockdown chaos as youth firebomb delivery, food delivery vans, and launch missiles at police. There were people when this story was up, like, if they try to lock down America like they're doing in England, I hope the Second Amendment people rise up and take back the country. There is a virus epidemic. That's why they're locking it down. They had rules. Okay, no more than 10 people in the gathering, no more than this, no parties, no this and that. And you're going to tell me? You're going to tell me when there's a underground tram packed full of people? Yeah. The British people want you to police yourselves, and when the trams underground are packed full of people, people are still cramming in pubs. Yeah, you need to, like, tone it down a little bit. Just a wee bit, you know. And they didn't do it, you know. So the Prime Minister had to step in and say, hey, if you're not going to adhere to the rules, we're going to enforce them. But don't worry, folks, this fundamental transformation of America will happen under this coronavirus bill. $30 million for the endowment for the arts? Are you kidding me? Changing voting in this bill? Yeah, AOC, don't worry. Illegals aren't getting money. If you're illegal, you don't... Well, we have tons of illegal homeless. Where are their checks? Democrats would probably want to give the illegal homeless people a bigger paycheck, and you need to look into that, because I bet you there's going to be something in that bill. They're going to try to cram something in that bill that gives illegal people more money than we get. Makes me sick. Alyssa Milano, Trump should turn his New York hotels into hospitals for the coronavirus patients. Well, guess what? I took 4 buses of illegal criminals that were just released from prison, and I'm sending them to your house to take care of them for us, you know, since you're such a nice person, you know.
She's a mental case.
She's a mental, I mean, I never could stand her on Who's the Boss.
I liked her.
I could never stand her. I knew she was an anti-American piece of cat poo. See, that's what you got to understand, folks.
She wasn't back then. So
yeah,
much.
She was. Well, you just never heard it.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a Nevada governor, you know, because there's a malaria drug that has shown can help some people with the coronavirus.
It shows a little promise.
A little promise. Not nothing, but there are places like in Nevada where they're banning doctors from prescribing it or even trying it. And well, Trump gives false hope.
That law that he passed and they can't stop.
Yeah, they can't, yeah. He's going
to
try this.
They
want
to try, and they're fighting it.
But they can't. I mean, that's the problem. You know, look at all these people in Indonesia that died from overdosing on it.
I would go to a different doctor. I would. I would say, you know what? You don't want him to, you don't want me to try this? I'm dying. You don't want me to try this? I'm done with you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, I want to get into so much stuff. so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I really do hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. Let me see here. What do we got tonight? Tonight we got Matthew 5:9. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Think about that as you're going through your evening or day or whenever you're listening to this, because I have people listening all around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to Quarantine Central. I'm going to get into this because this is not fake. I mean, I love, because a lot of the stuff I'm showing now is not conservative news. It's Australian people supporting Trump. It's English people supporting Trump. It's the Chinese state media has come out and said that there was a restaurant that hung a banner that lasted like 90 minutes that praised all the deaths from the coronavirus in America and in Japan. But, I mean, if you're going to praise all these people that have died in America because of the coronavirus and in Japan, what about all the Chinese people that died from it? Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword there. You can't really support the deaths of Americans from a virus that killed your own people. Yeah. But, you know, calling it the China virus is wrong. How insensitive. I think Trump should be impeached for calling it the China virus. We're gonna start impeachment hearings right now. I mean, we got a pandemic, but we need to have our priority. Americans are going to die. Who cares? I hope every American dies. I hope the country falls apart, because then we can blame Trump and he can be thrown out of office. That's what they want. I was doing that little fun thing with my pen, because, you know, this is my impeachment pen. This is my $100,000 pen, because we're going to impeach Trump. But we don't care, you know. We don't care. I hope Americans, you know, we need to have Americans fall apart and everything to save America. Because, you know, if the country falls apart and it's going to be hell, but hey, if that's what it takes so you don't vote for Trump, what you got to do. That's what you got to do in this situation. I'm getting so. What is this? That's why. I don't know. No, I get. I hate some of these things. They just suck. But they seriously don't care. They want you to. They want America to fall apart and collapse. Because then they can say, oh, it's Trump's fault. That way they can, hey, you're going to suffer. You're going to go through hell. But you know what? As long as it gets Trump out of office, it's worth it, right? That's how it goes. That's how it goes, my friends. I'm trying to find something. Let me see here. Okay, where are we at? I'm going to show you something. Yes, what is this? This is the average gas price, okay? Average gas price. In 2001, $1.49 when Bush took office, it averaged like $2 when he was president, $2, $3. There are many times under Obama's presidency, like in 2012 under Obama, it averaged $3.64 nationwide, average. And that's taking into, like, there are states right by the water where it's like $1 like 90 when it's like $3 because it's the cost to bring it up and stuff. I don't ever remember hearing them talk about gas price, because the gas price was higher many times under Barack Obama than it ever was in George Bush, but I don't ever remember them talking about the price of gas under Barack Obama. I remember one year in Indiana, we got a tax credit. And what they did was they eliminated the gas tax to save us money at the pump and under Bush. Why did they do that under Bush when under Obama gas prices were higher? You know, why do so many of my friends not remember the H1N1 crisis? They don't. But I honestly think this country would be better under Hillary Clinton right now. And people go, under Hillary Clinton. Well, because I truly believe if Hillary Clinton were president right now, the colleges wouldn't be shut down. We wouldn't be in lockdown. There wouldn't be this coronavirus panic. The media wouldn't be, so are you giving these people false hope? There's millions of people are dying, and you're relying on a malaria drug that might help some people, might. Are you giving them false hope in this scary time? You're going to tell me that you're going to guarantee that by Easter, we're going to have the border open and we're going to let people in this country? How can you guarantee that? Where did Trump say that? Where's the optimism in this country? Trump said, I hope to have some normalcy by Easter. No guarantee, but I hope that everyone's acting like he said, I guarantee us right here, I said it right here, on Easter, we're going to have everything back to normal. Every church is going to be open. All the borders, everything is going to be normal. The virus is going to be completely eradicated. I'm so sick and tired of this media because idiots don't know. He never said. He said, I hope to have by Easter. That's our plan. No guarantee. What did Kennedy say? By the end of the century, we're going to go to the moon. We're going to have a man on the moon. Then you get the idiots, well, yeah, that was just a ploy because, you know, it was all done in the studio, so they had to make it believable. But that's just where we live in, folks. It, you know, all they do is bash Trump. How is that going to solve anything? The reason why we have toilet paper shortages is thanks to this media panic. See, me and my wife, I can't vouch for her, but we both don't watch the state-run media. Me and my wife don't watch it. I have to watch some of it just to find out, like, what are they saying, you know, bits and pieces, because I want to hear a whole statement. I don't want to hear cut, paste, and I want to hear, okay, if I want to hear, like, the 4-minute complete whole segment unedited, so I know exactly what their stance is, what they're saying, you know. But we don't, for the most part, watch the state-run media. I watch some just so I know what's going on. All these people are posting, every place is out of toilet paper. I'm like, what the heck? And I guess the state-run media is coming out that a side effect of this can be diarrhea, and you better get 3 years worth of toilet paper. I mean, I've seen photos of people that have toilet paper in their cart enough to last me and my wife 2 years. I hope you're buying toilet paper for the Duggars and you're their personal shopper. Because if not, you need to think about that elderly woman while you're buying more than your family needs. My mom went shopping. The shelves are starting to come back. You can buy flour and pasta and stuff. It's just now that the people bought more than they need. Oh, and by the way, 90% of the stores are not going to accept any returns. So if you bought like 10 cases of toilet paper, yeah, you'll be seeing that at a garage sale near you in the summer. Mark my words. You will. But take the toilet paper. They're not returning it. So now that everyone's bought way more than they need, now that no one's buying because they already bought way more than they need, the stores are starting to get filled back up and stocked back up with stuff. And that's, you know, it's the supply and demand. The media had everyone panicking. Oh, you better buy 8 rolls of toilet paper per day, per person. Because you're going to have diarrhea and you're going to need it. And you're going to have, trust me, I had the stomach flu, bronchitis, sinus infection, regular flu. I was having to come out both ends for like 4 or 5 days. And I I didn't even dent the toilet paper we have. Sorry to gross people out, but, you know, these people that are, they're not thinking about anyone else. As long as I'm fine, I don't care. I'm fine. I'm safe, man. I'm good, man. I got my 70 rolls of toilet paper. I got my 500 containers of sanitizer. I don't know where I'm going to put this 300 cases of chicken breast I bought, but I don't know. I better get very cold really quick because I'm going to be leaving it in my car because I ain't got no freezer space. Those 700 burgers I bought to make sure I got some beef for a while, I don't know where that's going either. I mean, if we get into the 60-degree temps, man, I'm screwed because I don't got the freezer space for it. I just got a little college freezer. But don't worry. People out of work. Some people are getting their hours cut. Going from 17 trucks delivering produce in my community to 2. You got to put $30 million for the Endowment of the Arts in a coronavirus bill. It's like a 1,000-page bill. What in the hell do you need 1,000 pages to help small business, big business, and Americans? We're going to have to be inconvenienced for a little bit until they get something and they figure out something. What does it hurt to try a medication that might help? It's not a guarantee. Nothing is. But you know what? What can it hurt? I'm going to make sure you're not going to be able to get, you're not going to be able to prescribe that malaria drug. We're not going to let Trump fool you and thinking you're going to be cured. No, there's a thing called right to try, okay? Okay, this is, okay, so you're telling me that if a guy's going to die no matter what, you're going to deny him something that, if it works, great. If not, he's dead either way. That's the, all these people in other countries are overdosing on this drug because, yeah, and that's Trump's fault. Those liberals sound just like those anti-cannabis people that look at all these states where accidents behind the wheel are up because of cannabis. Oh, wow. I guess because the people driving under the influence of cannabis is not up in Colorado. It's not up in Washington State. And even if it was, how can you blame cannabis? Oh, wait, go ahead. How can you tell me that I use CBD and in places where it's legal, I've used cannabis for medical purposes. And I know a lot about it. And I'm like, okay, I'm looking for a sativa dominant hybrid. CBD, very high end. And when I do this, the big issue I have is, okay, how's it going to affect me? What's it going to do? Am I going to be sick? Am I going to be? And I treat it like I do any other drug. How is it going to affect me? How am I going to treat? How is it going to work? Just like any other medication you take, You have to treat it as such. An idiot that gets behind the wheel using cannabis, that's an idiot. Not me. How is it? So it's alcohol's fault, I guess, when, yeah, you got to blame alcohol, not that stupid person that has 30 beers and gets behind the wheel. That's alcohol's fault, sorry. Can't blame the guy, it's the alcohol that caused it, you know what I mean? If alcohol wasn't legal, he couldn't get behind the wheel, you know? You know, you can have no drunk driving at all and still have legal alcohol. It's called using the brain God gave you. R-O-B-Y-N. Trying to tell you. She can't remember your number.
I told her. She asked me. She has it now.
Okay, well, she will. Yeah.
She just asked.
At R-O-B-Y-N, that's code for, like, we love Trump, you know? But, like, you have that, I mean, when you have China's state media coming out saying, yeah, for 90 minutes there was a restaurant praising coronavirus deaths in America and China. No, not China. America and Japan. Well, how can you praise the deaths of Americans and Japanese when it killed some of your own people and the sign was taken down? That's the state media saying, yes, it was real. It did happen. This photo floating around is a real photo. It's not Photoshopped. It actually happened. When you have people in Australia, I mean, Australia even has the smarts to come out and gets to say, well, I don't understand this liberal media. Because, you know, if Trump cured cancer, they'd be like, look at how many Trump puts thousands of workers out of work. Yeah, they were working on finding a cure for cancer. And since he found the cure, can't have that. Trump can't do anything, right? Because they can't, they see, if they get this stimulus bill passed, Trump wins. And Trump can't win. See, the American people have to suffer. Now, how, okay, if this stimulus bill doesn't get passed and we don't get the help we need, that's a 100% Democrat fault. Sorry, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up my Second Amendment rights, and I'm not going to change my voting rights, and I'm not going to have this country fundamentally transformed in a stimulus bill. You need a 1,000-page bill to give me $1,000 potentially? What is it, $1 a page? And if Democrats want to do that, then conservatives need to say, okay, for every 50 rounds of ammo, you get $50 in a tax credit. Every clip, you get half of the cost of the clip as a tax credit. So if it's a $30 clip, you get $15 tax credit. We could play toe-to-toe. Thank you, Randy. Yeah, there's a video of truckers praying. That's what we need. We need to wake up and show these little Democrats that, hey, you can close the doors on the churches, but the church is not about a building. The church is about more than a building. I want to thank people like Randy England and my wife and Rachel and Trevor and all those that the church is not about a building. It's about a way of life and doing for others and being there. We got to be there for each other during this crisis. That's how we're going to get through this. People have more things. I have more. There are more things I could. If they told me Monday that, yeah, we're cutting way back. They're not going to have the cafeteria. You're just going to do grab and go. You're getting 20 hours. I have more stuff to do than I know what to do with. I'm backlogged on how many YouTube channel videos? Not to mention stuff I want to do around here. And people are like, you know, I think it goes back to the old, if you went into an art gallery, very few people would probably touch the painting, you know, a painting. But as soon as you put, this is a very valuable, rare 1600 painting, do not touch, do not do this, I guarantee you, I would want to touch that. I probably wouldn't have noticed the dang thing. But as soon as you put that do not touch sign on there, I want to lick it, I want to touch it, I want to rub myself on it, I want to do anything I can to it. Because it says do not touch. You know, these idiots sit at home all day, don't want to do anything, and now that they are told they have to, oh crap, I have to be at home? Well, now I want to go do something. I'm a prime example. I used to never, I crave a biscuit. I crave an English muffin. It's hard for me to find anything gluten-free that replicates a gluten-free biscuit. I want a biscuit. That's what I really want this weekend, an egg sandwich with a biscuit. And I have a hard time trying to make a gluten-free biscuit that tastes like a biscuit. I didn't really eat them. They weren't my thing when I wasn't gluten-free, but like I love English muffins. I want an English muffin really bad. The gluten-free ones are okay, but they're not like the real English muffins. I wasn't a big fan of them, but now that I can't have them, I want one. You know, now that people, I mean, we're on lockdown. We're on lockdown, seriously. We're on lockdown in my state. We're on lockdown. Yes, I tell you, man. Not to brag or anything, I'm big, but you know, the government sees me as essential. It does. But when I'm seeing almost more cars on the road on my way to work at 4:40 in the morning, there's probably, I see maybe a 20% decrease in car traffic. And since I'm not leaving and going home when the school kids are out, because kids are out of school, like I drive by a bunch of schools, so you have to, your schools and kids, and you have to make sure you're not going to run over a kid and all this stuff, you know. When you look at it, traffic is pretty backed up when that happens. But you take about 20% of that traffic away, and it's about where we are now, and we're supposed to be on quarantine where you can't do anything. You can't. You know, my dad technically can't have a shop open. I don't know how. If I saw people at Best Buy, I don't know how they can't have their trucks. I'd be like, screw it. You get the Indiana National Guard up here to throw us out of here. Because my dad's employees are that type that 90% of them are like, you bring the National Guard up here, we'll be fully armed. We're working. You can try to remove us, but when you remove us, you're going to be removing me with a welder in my hand. I got a brake press. Let's go. It's interesting. We're in times that I don't know what's going on. I can't tell you. This is unprecedented. I think you'd be 4 years from now if Hillary Clinton was president going, why did England lock down? Yeah, I'm reading here that back in, you know, 2020, in March, England locked down for some virus. I don't remember any virus. I don't think there would be any talk of this virus if Hillary Clinton was. She has pieces of paper. This is my pre-approved question. Give it to that reporter so that they can ask me this pre-approved question, because, you know, we got to make Trump look good. No, we don't. We got to make Obama can't look bad. I can't look bad. You know, we got to bash, you know, we got to make America fall apart so that we can get Trump out of the White House. You know, that's the problem. There are left-wing groups that are poised to enforce election changes in Pelosi's coronavirus bill. We have a coronavirus bill, and they're trying to cram stuff that has nothing to do with it. You have an OBGYN coming out that when places are still continuing to do abortions, that's medically irresponsible. Well, I can't get a CT scan I need, or my wife can't get one, or an MRI, or a surgery, but, oh, yeah, we're going to still provide abortions. See, because do you really want to bring that baby into a coronavirus world where it could potentially get it and die? Yeah, that's why we think it's best if you just kill your baby, you know, right now. I think it's best because it'll stop the spread of the virus because that's one less person that can get affected and die. We don't want anyone to die, you know. We don't want someone to die from this coronavirus, so we're going to kill it before the virus kills it. Makes sense. That's liberal logic. Hey. You gotta understand something. Trump is a businessman. He's losing billions like a lot of corporations. You don't think he's doing everything in his power to get this under control so that he can get not only so he can get his employees back to work, aka Americans? Oh, but We can't pass that stimulus bill because there's $500 billion in it allocated just for Trump's company, just for Trump and his people. I mean, heck, the Los Angeles mayor, Democrat Eric Garcetti, the CDC has come out and said that his homeless plan would make the disease spread worse, make it worse.
Right.
Like, how? I mean, oh, but we...
I'm not surprised that in New York, in Washington, in California are the three hotbeds. We have to bail out.
Yeah.
And that we have it here because of them and their immigration policy. We're paying for them. I don't know how they can even think it's Trump's fault. Could you give Robin my phone number? And she hasn't seen my post or my thing.
I don't have your number.
269.
Hold on.
269-303-1297. Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, then you got Michael Rappaport end the quarantine and take all of Trump's kids and let them go out there and test the effing waters and see, you know what?
He is not even a D-list. He's an E-list actor. Why is anyone even giving him the time of day?
Well, from what I was told, the Goodwin's Quality Theaters are done. Like, the three movie theaters in our hometown are closed. I had a girl that worked there, and her daughter, she said, well, when do they close? And she goes, my daughter's last day was today. They are shut down, like, closed. Not because they filed for Chapter 13 or Chapter 11.
Reopen,
hmm?
I heard they might reopen.
Well, what I was told is that she said, is that they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protections that they could you know, they could move stuff around, and because of this corona, now
everything's on hold.
They basically can't, unless they get major money to bail them out,
start furniture, sell it here, all of it to ghost town. Z-Bark, all of them. It wasn't a car in the parking lot.
But, like, when I left this morning to go to work, there was just as many cars, there were more cars than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It depends where you go, though.
Well, yeah. And a lot of people, though, are just to getting out because gas prices are low or just out driving. And,
at 4 a.m?
Wow.
Yeah. I have to get up that early because I got to wake up the roosters so you all can get woke up.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, but I think, I don't know. Like, I've even had people comment on my comment and wrote me that said, like, yeah, I don't see that. I see maybe like a 20% difference. But if this is
I don't see a 20%. I don't see a 20%.
But, like, okay, if we're in a lockdown, you shouldn't be going anywhere unless you absolutely, because I expected to get pulled over at least once.
Well, I seen like 5 cars on my way home today.
I expected to get pulled over and show my piece of paper. Yep, I'm legal. Yes, the government says I'm essential. Now, how long I'm essential, that's a whole other ballgame because, I mean, because you go to a lot of stores now, it's just like a CVS, they're putting X's. Okay, this is where this person stands. This is where you stand to get your med. This is where the next person stands, and they're 6 feet apart, and they have it marked, and that's what they're doing where I work. And a lot of places, you know, to keep distancing, and they keep shrinking.
A lot of, like Governor Holcomb was on 104.3 today, and he was talking about the deal that Trump and them are putting out, and he has come out with his own kind of state bailout for the Indiana businesses, and a person asked him, what's the good in the shutdown? If there's so many businesses and so many things that's essential, you know, that can qualify as essential, you know, what's even the use of the shutdown? And he said why they made the shutdown kind of broad. They want to keep as many people working. If a person, if a business can restructure their business to keep the social distancing and to keep open, they want them to.
Yeah.
They just don't want businesses, shut down.
Yeah.
If you can restructure your business to stay open and where you're being safe, then by all means, do it.
Yeah. And
that's what he's trying to do.
And that's how Britain is. I don't want to have to do this, but you freaking idiots are crammed back to back to back people like sardines in the tram, an underground tram into London. Okay, you're not supposed to be in groups bigger than 10, and there's probably a 500 people in that. You know, if you're not going to follow these rules that we try to set, we try to be as policing as possible so that here's these guidelines. If you're not going to follow them, then we have to full enforce them. You know, I mean, and that's, you know, we don't want to have people out of work. But, you know, if it gets to the point where, okay, the social distancing keeps going to where there's nobody, to where, okay, you can only have one person at a table, then I may have to just do a carry-out food where it's in a case and they just get what they want and my hours will be cut. We're all being affected. We all have to figure out how are we going to – but when these people – like, I'm getting stir-crazy at home. I can find so much to do.
Yeah.
It's just because of my muscle issue, having the energy to do it. I mean, if not, it's like, okay, because I remember when I worked at my other job, I could tell you what time it was on my day off. If it was during the week, because, okay, it's this time because Perry Mason's on. It's that time because it's Madlock, or it's that time because it's in the heat of the night. All reruns, of course. But, you know, it's just one of those things when we're all going through. There's no one, it's not like, oh, I can help. I've been there. Sit bloody down. You don't, you ain't been there. You don't know. No one's been through this. No one's been through a shutdown. Maybe grandma might understand a little bit from the depression, kind of, but still, sit your bloody butt down. You ain't been there. You don't know. But that's the thing. No one knows. No one can raise their, yes, I've been there. I know what's going on. You know, I mean, this whole virus started with Trump, you know, because when he became, you know, it spread when he got into office, you know. So, you know, I mean, we're just going to have to, you know, because see, if Trump wasn't in the White House, we wouldn't have this problem because we wouldn't have quarantined. We wouldn't have, you know, because no matter what Trump does, I mean, Trump should just sit there and go, okay, yeah, Trump should have Nancy Pelosi come to one of his coronavirus meetings. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, what do you think America should do? And we're gonna follow your recommendations. What do you think we should do there, Nancy Pelosi? Oh, Chuck Schumer, you come on up here too, because I'm gonna follow your lead. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm gonna do. That way, if you blame me, Well, hey, you can't blame me. I'm just doing what Nancy Pelosi wanted us to do. There you go, folks. That is funny. That's pretty funny, I think. You know what I mean? We need to pass my stimulus bill. No, we're not going to do that one. Nope, sorry, but we're not going to give money. We're not going to fundamentally transform America into a socialist nation. So you can... No. If you're not getting a check or it's taking forever, blame it's the idiotic Democrats that voted for these retards. I mean, don't worry, because AOC is all uptight. I can't believe it that there's no cash relief for non-citizens. How can non-citizens not get a check? There are millions and millions of illegal immigrants and non-citizens that we brought into this country, and they should have money too. And they should actually get a bigger stimulus check than the hardworking Americans who were born here, because, you know, God... I don't get it. No. When did we come into a society where the government wants to help illegals more than they do the natural born citizens? Nancy Pelosi, you need to go to I don't know, where can she go? Dementia wing, go somewhere, just retire, please. Just get out of here. President's job approval rating is now quickly surging to the best figures of his 3.5-year presidency. Of course it is, because Hillary Clinton couldn't keep four Americans alive in Benghazi. How is she going to save us? Well, you wouldn't have to worry about this pandemic, because you wouldn't even know about it. You would read about other countries shutting their borders and shutting this down. I mean, Mark on the United States is like, there's still flights coming into England. I'm like, hopefully they're just scientists. I mean, yeah, I can probably get a damn dirt cheap flight to England right now, but they're on complete total lockdown. You can't do anything. Oh, guess what, Melissa? We're going to go to Pound World. What? Yeah, it's the equivalent of Dollar Tree in England called Pound World. Now we're going to go to Tesco's and get some food and then go back to our hotel. Yeah, I made sure I got one that had like a little kitchenette in it, because yeah, all the restaurants are all closed, so you can't really go and do anything. Oh yeah, we really can't go out. Well, since it's just me and you, yeah. But yeah, we're very limited. You know, I mean, why they're on lockdown and all this stuff, how in the heck can you go anywhere? I think we will get a big turnaround after this corona. People want to work. People want to do stuff. Just be on the lookout for these idiots. They're like, yeah, how you doing? Yes, I'm selling a corona test kit. Okay, if you're not sick, if you don't have a fever, don't. They're probably going to rob you. And that's why you come to the door fully armed. How you doing? Yeah, coronavirus test kit. Oh, wow. No, I'm field stripping three guns, and I got one fully loaded. So, how you doing? What's going on? What's this test kit? $100. If they know you're fully armed, they'll just turn around and walk away. But, you know, I mean, people are getting phone calls. Hello, what we're doing is, you know, or like they're here, text to coronavirus because you can sit there and do a coronavirus.
And I got the most random text the other day. Oh, how do you support candidates that stop murder or what do you think about abortion? It says, or do you want someone to have, oh, during this crisis, how do you feel about someone having availability of abortion? I said, I don't. It's murder. What do you think of a candidate who, I don't support him? FYI, it's murder. I'm a huge Trump supporter. Thank you.
I would say, what do I think about that? Well, when I have people that need surgery and they can't get surgery, how can someone have an abortion but you can't have surgery?
How is that essential?
How is that essential? A surgery has to be life-threatening where you're going to die either way. Well, in Michigan, guess what? In Michigan, yeah, cannabis stores, medical and recreational, are considered essential. I mean, I went to Fresh Time today to try to find some non-essential oils. And they don't have, so what's a non-essential oil? What's the opposite of an essential oil? She goes, I've never heard of them. I'm like, well, you should.
Did you seriously do that?
Oh, I always do stuff like that. No, I didn't. Somebody did a whole, had like a cartoon post. Since there is essential oils, is there such a thing as non-essential oils?
Oh, I'm going to take a bath.
Well, I bet you there is. It's called Crisco. Because that's not really an essential oil. It's not something you really need.
I'm done.
See, that's what my wife has to put up with. See, when you're in the conversation, you're in my head. Scary place to be, isn't it? No, it's actually an exciting place. Because that's why, I mean, I think outside the box. That's why I was one of the first people going, okay, why doesn't a Republican stand up and say he's going to do all this stuff, that he needs to come up and say, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and this. He doesn't want to do it, but the only reason why he's saying he's going to do it is because all the Democrats are going to go against everything he wants to do. Therefore, wait about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and hey, I'm going to cave to the Democrats on this issue, that issue, that issue, that issue. I mean, Trump could have seriously done that. He could have been against the wall, could have been against a lot of things. And then the Democrats, oh, we got to have a wall. I can't believe Trump doesn't want to save America. I mean, well, yeah, you're right. I guess we should have that wall, okay? Yeah. Nancy Pelosi, you drop a stimulus package for this wall, and we'll get it built. I don't want to do it, but hey, Democrats know best. And he would have gotten a lot of stuff passed. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you know, I mean, but that's what sickens me, all these people like, well, why doesn't the stimulus package have money for non-citizens? I mean, they're not supposed to be here, but we need to take care of them. I can't believe that we're not helping our own citizens, let alone, you know, sorry, veterans come first. U.S. citizens come first. How dare we help a vet? We got homeless non-citizens who weren't born here that are just sitting out with a cup begging. They come first. How can they have a lockdown? I don't understand it. Where are these non-citizens supposed to go and beg for money? I mean, oh, a Democrat representative from Massachusetts, darn. She is testing to see if she's positive for the coronavirus because she has flu-like symptoms. Darn, she's testing positive. Of course, she's black, so, you know, you gotta, I'm getting flack for it because how, you know, and that, you know, she's got the coronavirus. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks. Wow. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Wow. Hard to believe it goes like that. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Like and share, please. Comment. Let me know what you think. I read them no matter when you write me, whenever you message me, whatever you do. Feel free, please. I got an email, I think, or my mom did, that, like, on this day during the quarantine, all the Fife and Drummers need to go out on their porch and play Hell in the Wall Bash. So I'm going to do that. But we'll see. But yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, like, the English Premier League shut down. I mean, I love football more than anybody. But it's like, okay, you know, like, but I talk about it, but, like, with, like, the United States stuff, we talk and go back and forth, a bunch of us, but it's like, you know what, it's kind of like, well, someone goes, well, for someone that's not really into talking about it, because it's not going on, so if you're sure you're talking about it, well, the talking about it, we're kind of doing, it's like, okay, what's the, when are we going to restart it? When is the... Is there going to be a transfer window? And what's the budget going to be like? Is our clubs going to have money? Are they not? Are we going to sell Paul Pogba for $40 million when he's worth $120 million? Because that's the market price, because clubs can't afford. And then we're going to pick up a Jadon Sancho for like $50 million. I mean, what, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, we already have owners that don't want to spend. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. We don't know. Are they going to start the Premier League up in August and then go to November and then start? I mean, who knows? It might be like in the winter when they have the World Cup. I mean, if they just talked about moving the Indy 500 to August, potentially, if they have to, because of this coronavirus. Because you got to think of the coronavirus as worldwide. So let's say they open up borders and stuff in America. And if there's still very tight controls around the rest of the world, and they're tightening their belts and still limiting contact and stuff and still trying to contain it.
The governor, they have postponed Andy.
Wow, this is late breaking. The governor has just come out.
Yeah, he did that this afternoon. That was this afternoon.
But yeah, I belong to so many IndyCar groups and I've not gotten one message on that.
But then,
right now, I'm essential, and because, I mean,
on my way in between clients today.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was on my last client at 3 o'clock, that's when I heard the governor talk about it. You were home already. That's when they were talking about it. Because a reporter was asking him, the same reporter asked him about, do they think it's right for the Indie people to postpone that. And he said, look, he's not Pence, what's the guy's name that starts with a P in Indy or in
Pence?
Not Governor
Penske.
Penske. He's not going to put down Pence or whatever. They know what they need to do. So I took that to understand that it's been postponed.
The month of May at IMS is my favorite time of the year. And like fans, I'm disappointed that we have to reschedule the Indy 500. We're going to double down on customer experience. Roger Penske said that they were going to spend millions in doing all kinds of upgrades, period. And I guess he wants to make it. It's going to be Sunday, August 23rd. It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but I mean.
It's going to be hotter than what it normally is.
But I'm like, Mark, give me a League 2 match right now. And I'd be in tears watching it going, yes, football's back. You know, we're all kind of, like, I'm the first to admit that I'm kind of like,
you're lost, right?
I'm lost. Like, what do we, like, I don't know what to think. Because this virus only kills about 5%. It's not super bad like they claim it is. 100,000 people have survived this. It's only very, very, very young and elderly. But, like, that's why I wonder if Hillary Clinton was president in the United States, would we have every university shut down? Would we have all this pandemic and everything closed and locked down? Like, I don't think we would. I don't think it would be that big of a deal if Hillary Clinton was president. They wouldn't be demonizing it and, oh, my God, Trump is going to kill every American because of this virus because he's not doing a thing.
They're trying to shut down the economy. They're trying to get us, the Trump supporters who went to him for the economy, not to be supporting him. They're going to try to make him look like an idiot and all this other stuff when the flu is worse than this.
Yeah.
Not for the health. Well, I mean, yeah. The elderly person gets the flu, it could kill them just as much as this could.
Yeah. I mean, I can die. I mean, hell, what I had in Christmas time, Lord.
I know. What we had it, we both had it. What we had at Christmas time was ridiculous.
It's, oh, I couldn't imagine. I got about less than 90 seconds. Thank you so much for tuning into this conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of it. I really do. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, put America first. You know, no, put it like this. I want to see a war with China, with every nation probably except for North Korea and Cuba should be like taking, okay, yeah, we're taking everything you, we're going to start manufacturing. I want to bring everything back. I don't care if it's a boat, a car, a train, a plane, an automobile. I don't care if it's a book, a balloon. I don't care what it is. Bring it back. Make it in England. Make it in America. Make it in France. Make it wherever. Shove it up China's, you know, hoo-hoo. Because they don't care about us. Bring it back. Remember, folks, just remember, the gas price was higher under Obama, but they didn't say a word about it, and that was done.
Obama wanted it over $10 a gallon.
Yep.
Does anyone remember that? I do.
Remember, with the firm alliance and protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge each other, our lives, fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.